one-night stand that lasted 5 years. I certainly couldn't admit that I had made a mistake. We had 2 children, and I wanted out. But to leave would have meant taking responsibility. I just drank until he threw me out. Then it was his fault the marriage failed. At one point before moving home, I lost a job that meant a lot to me, as the direct result of my drinking. For the first time, I went to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and said, "I am an alcoholic." When I had gone to meetings with my dad, I always just said, "I'm with him." I called my father and told him I went to a meeting. Within a week, he mailed me a box containing the book Alcoholics Anonymous, a tape of his AA talk, a couple of meditation books, a copy of 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, and a few other odds and ends. I think he had been saving up for the day I was willing. So, divorced, I moved back home. Within a year, I was under arrest for child endangerment. I had left my sleeping children home alone and gone to drink. They were removed from my custody and placed with my mother. Then started my rounds of the treatment centers. I could talk a good game. After all, I had grown up with AA. I was the one the counselors asked to talk to other women who were reluctant to leave their kids long enough to go into treatment. I could give the whole speech. We can't be good mothers if we're not sober. The problem was, inside, I was relieved that my kids had to live with my mom. It was too hard to be a parent. But I couldn't tell people that. They might think I was a bad mom. And I was a bad mom. I was a terrible mom. No, I didn't beat them. And of course, I told them I loved them.